I'm Stephen Yaw, and I have scripture verses for you. Today, we're turning to Psalm 95 in the Word. We are really enjoying running through the scriptures to praise our Almighty Father, Yahweh. In Psalm 95 in the scriptures, it reads, O come, let us sing unto Yahweh. Let us make a joyful noise or joyful sound to the rock of our salvation. For Yahweh is a great, great, mighty one and a great king above all. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us praise and bow down. Let us kneel before Yahweh, our Maker. He is our mighty one, the Eternal, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. That's also found in Hebrews 4. Harden not your heart, as in the provocation in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. The children of Israel wandering for 40 years. Verse 9, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved for this generation, and said, it is a people that err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Once again, it refers to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7, and Hebrews 3, 18, as we finished up the 95th Psalm there. We have time for one more, perhaps, Psalm 96. Let us lift up our spirits and our voices to the Almighty One. O sing unto Yahweh a new song. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth. Sing unto Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his esteem among the heathen. Even among the heathen we are to declare his esteem. Here in the popular version it says glory. And declare his wonders among all people. For Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all Elohim. Or a popular version say gods. For all the Elohim of the nations are idols. But Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his set apart place. Give unto Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh esteem and strength. Give unto Yahweh the exaltation due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O praise Yahweh in the beauty of set apart. The beauty of Kadosh. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen. Now, here's an argument for speaking his name. Some say we should hide it. But say among the heathen that Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Or the people of Israel rejoice. Let the trees of the wood rejoice before Yahweh. For he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. That's the end of Psalm 96. Hi, I'm Stephen, and I have news for you from Psalm 97. Yahweh reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Yahweh reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Psalm 97, verse 3. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Ho, lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh, at the presence of Yahweh of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his esteem. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Praise him, all you Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah, Yahuda, rejoice because of my judgments. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. You that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh, righteous. Give thanks at the remembrance of his pureness. That was Psalm 97. Psalm 98. 98. O sing unto Yahweh a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his set apart arm have gotten him the victory. Yahweh has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Yahweh. Make a joyful noise unto Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice. Make a loud sound, a beautiful loud sound, and rejoice and sing praises. Sing unto Yahweh with a harp, and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful sound before Yahweh the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. We read that in an earlier psalm. I think it was Psalm 96. Before Yahweh, let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the people with equity. And we read that in also in Psalm 96, verse 13, earlier. Before Yahweh, he comes, for he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. And here it says, he comes to judge the world and the people with equity, here in Psalm 98. Thanks for joining us. This is Stefan, reading from Psalm 99 in the Precious Scriptures. Also, we'll get to Psalm 100. Yahweh reigneth, let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Yahweh is great in Zion and is high above all the people. For L-O-R-D, we're using the name Yahweh instead of the title L-O-R-D. It's also permissible to use Yahovah. Yahovah is great in Zion and is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and wonderful name. It says here terrible, but today we don't use that word for a positive connotation. Thy great and wonderful name, for it is set apart. And here it said H-O-L-Y. It's actually a corrupted word and pretty bad. It's one of the 50 words that we don't use. So it's set apart or pure from the word Kodesh, or if it's magnifying the name of Yahovah, then it would be Kadosh instead of Kodesh. For only Kadosh applies to him. Let's go to Psalm 99 verse 4, the next verse. The king's strength also loves judgment. So David is talking about himself there, the king. The king's strength also loves judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executes judgment and righteousness in Jacob. In other words, executes judgment and righteousness here in this land of Israel. Exalt you. Exalt Yahweh our Maker. And praise at his footstool, for he is set apart. He is Kadosh. Would be the Hebrew word in Psalm 99, verse 5. Verse 5, exalt you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and praise at his footstool, for he is set apart. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon Yahweh, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies. That would be the instructions of building our tabernacle. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Yahweh, our mighty one. Thou wast a maker, a mighty eternal one, a king, a governor, the most high, that forgavest them. Thou that tookest vengeance of their inventions, not saying that all inventions are bad there, and exalt Yahweh, our mighty one, and praise at his set apart hill, for Yahweh, our maker, is set apart. He is set apart on high.